Thanks to the invention of radios, we have a way of getting music to you.
Hi there, Simon Peterson here once again with another international edition of New Beat.
Music Hour, Greenwich Mean Time. The world news according to New Beat.
Stop the world, I wanna get off!
A World Gone Mad is the title of our program today. It includes a lot of great new original music for you to enjoy, starting with this one from Paul Hart.
From Australia to the USA, everyone's gotta have it right away. Buy it now, fix it quick, and never mind how you'll pay for it. Fads and fashions come and go, and just what's real, well, heaven knows. Nothing now is made to last, even the truth is disappearing fast. But you know that there's a price to pay, yeah. For running blinded down this easy way. It's time for a liberation. From your 24-hour day pursuit of your own happiness. 24 hours until you're running out of time. What are you becoming? It's time to face the facts and send out an SOS.
For the 24-hour generation, there's no need to your patience. Instant coffee, instant wealth, instant sex and instant health. You've got a problem, fix it now. Pull the trigger, click the mouse. Sure there'll be some side effects, but at least it's quick, so what the heck. No, there's nothing that you can get right away, no. House, a car, a candy bar, or ATM. For our generation, it's time for a liberation. From your 24-hour day pursuit of your own happiness. 24 hours and still you're running out of time. What are you becoming? It's time to face the facts and send out an SOS.
Paul Hart with 24-Hour Generation, a song describing so many in today's world who are engaged in a 24-hour-a-day pursuit of their own happiness. And of course, you'll never find true happiness by chasing it. Happiness finds you as you bring happiness to others.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
Do you sometimes feel depressed and tired for no particular reason? Well, depression and fatigue are often the result of not getting enough exercise. Exercise stimulates many of the same adrenal responses as caffeine and nicotine, but at a rate you can live with. It also rejuvenates your blood supplies of oxygen and releases mood-elevating chemicals in the brain. So try a few jumping jacks the next time your eyelids are at half-mast.
Suppress a minority in an illegal way. Confine them to a camp with a lifelong sentence. Ignore the fact it's human rights abuse. Your conscience is seared and without repentance. It's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Man's grown cold. In every nation there's a need left thinking in humanity. Looks like we're living in insanity. Entitle it war. Bombard them from the sky at random aim. Kill all you want and forget any rules. You found a good excuse, so I take any blame. It's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Man's grown cold. In every nation there's a need left vacant in humanity. Looks like we're living in insanity. Pain and anger steaming inside of me. I'd step off this ball if I could. Unfair as this world has been to itself, justice will return to restore our brotherhood. It's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Declining at this rate will ensure life ends. God will send his son to give us the way out. We'll start again when he descends. There's so much injustice, it's almost hard to believe. I could take a day or two just stating in brief. This corruption of human intelligence just doesn't make any sense. Cause it's a world gone mad, bound for eradication. Declining at this rate will ensure life ends. God will send his son to give us the way out. We'll start again when he descends.
That's Vass Myers protesting that the world has gone mad. Well, one way that the world has gone mad is in the inequality between the rich and the poor. For instance, every year Europeans spend $11 billion on ice cream, which is $2 million more than is needed to provide clean water and safe sewers for the entire world's population, and almost twice the amount needed to provide a basic education for everyone in the world. So, if the Europeans cut down on their intake of ice cream by half, the money saved would mean free education for everyone in the world.
Consider the poor, the lost and the blind. Let's give them some more. when you care for them, you're caring for me. For me. Oh, for me.
Silk and Steel, a song called Consider the Poor, who are living in a world where one-third is well-fed, one-third is underfed, and one-third is starving.
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. Our mail address is mail@radioactivated.com. Please also check out the Newbeat website at newbeat.org. Spelt N-U-B-E-A-T. There you'll find hundreds of your favourite Newbeat songs available to listen to online and for free download. That address again, www.newbeat.org. And I'll give you our contact information again at the end of the programme.
That's right.
Amen. Hmm? You want some of the good stuff?
No, thank you. I don't do drugs.
No, man. I don't mean that. I mean the good stuff.
Do you mean what I think you mean?
Of course, man.
And we've got all the good stuff right here for you on Newbeat. So far, all the songs of the show today are a commentary on the sad state of the world. This next number from Simon Rugley is no exception as he takes a walk downtown.
See those
Simon Rugley, glad we're heading for a brighter day as he takes a walk downtown. But sad about the decadence and injustices that he sees. And did you know that once the great Roman Empire was more powerful than any nation of our own time, no nation could stand up against the Roman legions. Yet that great empire sank down to failure. Historian Edward Gibbon, in his story, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, gave these five reasons for that failure. 1. The rapid increase of divorce, the undermining of the dignity and sanctity of the home, which is the basis of human society. 2. Higher and higher taxes and the spending of public monies for free bread and circuses. 3. The mad craze for pleasure, sports becoming every year more exciting and more brutal. 4. The building of gigantic armaments when the real enemy was within, the decadence of its people. And 5. The decay of religion, fading into mere ritual, losing touch with life and becoming impotent to warn and guide the people. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we following in the footsteps of the Romans?
Do you ever feel like throwing your head back to stop and scream? Stop this world, I think I get off now. Wake up from this dream. Running around in circles, running out of steam. Running into trouble, just running down your dreams. You keep running into brick walls as you run for all your worth. Run so your last breath runs out of living on this earth. Always running out of patience, running late on your agenda. Way too late to help a stranger in his hut or hacienda. Yeah, different space, different place. There's a race you can actually win. Well, for the first time in the same time I ran and I grinned. Oh, life's so dry, oh, true.
I'm drowning.
And from what I reckon you could use a second wind. And from what I reckon you could use a second wind. Hey. Oh, now you're running without resting. Running without reason. Cause when you're in the rat race, well, it's always running season. You run that gridded gauntlet and you swelter in the sun. Running low, running on empty, but still say I've gotta run. You run, relax, and stop signs. Can't look before you leap. Run all your waking hours, then keep running in your sleep. Different space, different place. There's a race you can actually win. Well, for the first time at the same time I win. And I grin. Yes, I did. Oh, life's so fly, oh, true. I reckon you could use a second win. And from what I reckon you could use a second win. It's like you're running on a treadmill, not getting anywhere. Just run yourself all ragged, fist beating in the air. But you stop and look to heaven, only Jesus comprehends this life and how to live it, right up to a happy end. Different space, different place. There's a race you can actually win. Where for the first time at the same time I ran. And I grin, oh I grin. Or life's a fly or true. I reckon you could use a second wind.
Daniel Gilligan finding his second wind as he runs the race of life. Some great lyrics to that song. Well, our show today is focused on the sad state of the world, which only seems to be getting worse from year to year. Well, thank God history will have a happy ending. But right now, if you're looking for answers and wondering what the purpose is for your life, well, here's Haven Sutton to show you the way to true happiness.
You awoke this morning feeling the same way. Yesterday's loneliness had vanished with a brand new day. You've looked for answers in what this world can give. Yet sometimes you wonder, what's the purpose for which you live? Do you feel far from the source of happiness? Open your heart to feel the joy you've missed. I am here to show you that there is a better way. The one who gave you life, gave it for a reason. I am here to tell you, Jesus sent me here today. Distance between people wandering round, who live their lives in sadness, not knowing that your love can still be found. So many people, and no one seems to care. You may even feel like it wouldn't matter if you weren't here. There's a solution to the emptiness you feel. Give God a chance to let you know He.
Week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Our address, once again, if you'd like to write, mail@radioactivated.com. Also, check out www.newbeat.org for free downloads of hundreds of Newbeat songs. Newbeat was brought to you by Radioactive Productions, with the music copyrighted by Aurora Productions. Till next time, this is Simon and all here at Radioactive Studios saying bye for now.